NPRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm very excited to be joined today by producer and musician Kareem Riggins. Kareem, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing great. Excited to talk to you. And you're here to talk to us today about the Kareem Riggins Virtuoso Tour coming up here soon and your upcoming 2010 release. But first, let's have you tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and how did you become interested in music?
I was born in Detroit, Michigan, and my dad's a jazz musician, so just being around him, being around rehearsals and a lot of performances that he had, he played with Grant Green for a lot of years, so just being around the music inspired me to play.
And when did you leave Detroit to actually go and pursue music?
I left Detroit in 1993 to move to New York to play. It was a program that Betty Carter had called The Jazz Ahead, and she featured three of every instrument. And I was one of the drummers that got a chance to be a part of that.
Tell us a little bit about the music scene in New York when you got there, and tell us a little bit about some of your experiences you had.
Well, wow, New York was definitely a blessing and an inspiration being there. Being from Detroit, the level of music was really at a high level, but just being in New York, it was a lot of musicians that were around my age that were playing at like very, very high levels. So it was a challenge for me to get to that level. And it's not a competition, but music is deep, and it's a quest that you definitely have to practice and be on top of your craft.
Crossed paths with musicians like Betty Carter, Ray Brown, Diana Krall, and Mulgrew Miller. Tell us about how that happened and your experiences with them.
Well, initially, I met Betty Carter through a drummer named Gregory Hutchinson. He's one of my influences. And he introduced me to Betty and let her know that I was leaving high school and that I would be coming to New York. So that's initially how I met her. And actually, at that performance, there were a lot of other musicians like Roy Hargrove. They all came to the Jazz Ahead performance. And I decided to move to New York on that trip, and that's when I met Mulgrew Miller. Just being in different jazz clubs, you'll see everyone on the scene just hanging out. That's how pretty much how I met Mulgrew. And I played with Ray Brown after Greg Hutchinson left Ray's band in 1998. I joined Ray Brown's band, and that's how I met Diana Krall, and the list goes on.
When and how did you really begin to transition towards some other genres like hip-hop?
Well, initially, I was inspired by hip-hop when I was 8 years old. My pops first brought a 45 home of the Fat Boy Stick'Em, and I just thought what they were doing with the human beatbox was real and innovative, and I wanted to be a part of that rawness. It brought fun in hip-hop, and I bought my second 45 was UTFO Roxanne Roxanne. And from then on, I knew I wanted to add on something to hip-hop. I saved up enough money after high school to buy a Kai drum machine, and that's when I first started producing beats, R&B and hip-hop.
You also worked with some other musicians in that genre, like J Dilla, Common, Erykah Badu, and Kanye West. How did that happen, and tell us about some of these experiences.
I met Common in Chicago when I was playing with Roy Hargrove in 1996. That was around the time he was working on the album One Day It All Makes Sense, and I met him at the Jazz Showcase. He came to hear our performance, and I gave him my number, and he called me and said that he had needed some jazz-influenced instrumentals that his father could talk over on his album. On all his albums, he featured his father on the last song, and I produced the last song on One Day It All Makes Sense. And he started to work on his next album, like Water for Chocolate, and he flew out to Detroit and said that he had wanted me to go to a producer's house, and he had a crazy beat. So that person ended up being J Dilla. So that's how I met Dilla, and I gave Dilla my number, and we started collabing on a lot of different types of things. It was a pleasure working with him.
have a tour coming up called the Kareem Riggins Virtuoso Tour. Tell us, who are you going to be bringing with you, and what fans can expect from this tour? How is it different from what you've done before?
Well, first of all, I'm bringing DJ Dummy, Mulgrew Miller on piano and Rhodes. I have Joe Sanders on upright bass and Warren Wolf on vibraphone. And that's for the first show on the 22nd, the Triple Door, Seattle. And the tour is sponsored by VTech Phone. So that's the first show. And the second city that we go to is Oakland, California, and we do Yoshi's. And for that date, I have DJ Pete Rock, the classic DJ and producer. I have the same quartet, Mulgrew Miller on piano and Rhodes, Joe Sanders, and Warren Wolf on vibes. And the last show we do is on the 28th of June, and it's in Minneapolis, and it's at a club called the Dakota Bar and Grill. And that also features DJ Dummy. I think fans and listeners will get a chance to hear what I'm really working on, like fusing different genres of music together. All these show dates are sponsored by VTech Phones, and you can get all the information at music.vtechphones.com or at KareemRiggins.com.
Can you tell us about your upcoming release that's dropping in 2010?
Well, the album features the rhythm section, Mulgrew Miller, Robert Hurst on bass, and Warren Wolf on vibes. And we're playing a lot of different types of music. We're playing some Brazilian songs inspired by a group named CIA. Composer's name is Cesar Mariano, and I'm playing some of their compositions, as well as some soul breaks that I'm replaying and some beats. So it's like a fusion, not a jazz fusion, but it's a fusion of different genres. I think everything, once you learn jazz, everything is under that umbrella. You can do anything.
And Kareem, is there any contact info or a way for listeners to find out more information about either your tour or your upcoming release?
No doubt. You can go to KareemRiggins.com, or you can also go to music.vtechphones.com.
All right, Kareem, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you so much for coming on and telling us a lot about yourself and your past in music and your upcoming tour and album, and I wish you the best of luck with everything and hope to speak with you again very soon.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.